You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Today is our third day of being out and about on the streets of Las Vegas as the Four Corner Food Drive continues. And Audrey, today takes us to the west side of town after hitting the south side and the northwest part yesterday, right?
It sure does. It's a little soggy, but it's still nice. It's kind of like yesterday, and yesterday was actually one of our biggest turnouts so far. So swing by 11720 Charleston Boulevard. How do you even say that?
11720.
That's a little dramatic.
It's a lot, right?
That's a lot of numbers.
11720. It's West Charleston, and it's the Albertsons over there by Foothills. And so you just swing out there, and, the whole idea is, of course, to raise as much money and food as possible for the hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. And that's precisely what we've seen these past couple of days. And like you said, Audrey, yesterday, pretty soggy, just sort of a kind of generally gross day, raining hard across a lot of the Las Vegas Valley. But that did not stop people from coming out and giving nice, big, generous donations. I mean,
absolutely.
Tens of thousands of meals raised across the valley so far. It's just frankly not enough, if we're being real. I mean, there is hungry kids right here in Las Vegas, and this these donations go directly to the hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. And what's incredible about it is that every single dollar that gets donated is six meals for hungry kids. And so people going out of their way with a $5 bill or a $10 bill, I mean, that goes a long way. I mean, you think about
a couple months worth of food.
Yes, 60 meals for a $10 bill is unbelievable.
And normally, you know, Three Square is able to get three meals out of every dollar.
Right.
But for, you know, this broadcast, while this is going on, they have a corporate matching sponsor, which will match whatever is donated, which turns one meal or $1 into six meals. So, and if you're thinking, I'll do it later, well, maybe not. Later's not better, because right now you will get literally the most bang for your buck with helping people here in the Valley.
So if you want to get a coffee or a donut this morning, or you just want to do something nice, we had a lot of people that are, you know, registering people for holiday having tickets, all that stuff. A lot of people didn't care about any of that. They just wanted to give the money directly to Three Square, and that is a thing of beauty. Three Square directly on site at each of these locations around town, and they're taking the money. And again, every single dollar is six meals. So it's wonderful to see. And
and if you're going to pull up today, if we're going to pull up today too, kind of like how we've been doing yesterday as well, if you just like need to pull up to the tent, if you're busy, if we need to run up to you, I understand a lot of people are on their way to work. We certainly have legs. We can come to you if you swing by. We understand it's raining. So if you just come up, we're in this giant white tent outside of Albertsons today.
We literally saw a guy drive up yesterday, and he was like, I'm late for work, but went out of his way with $200 to bring that for the hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. Yep. It's 1,200 meals, man.
It's wild.
I mean, that is just huge. So
it's like, I'm late.
he kind of did that thing where he pulled up and he put his car in park before it was fully stopped. And so it was like,
Ghost riding the whip.
He was, man. for a great cause.
The rabbit from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's right. But so cool to see people being so generous. So if you have some time today, 11720 West Charleston Boulevard, west side of town today.
Yeah, Desert Foothills in West Charleston.
Yeah.
So you know where that Albertsons is.
You know where
If you live on that side of town, you know what's going on. And like
pretty much the only Albertsons before you start running into Red Rock Canyon and stuff.
Yeah, you know
where it is.
And let's keep it that way.
So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's start off with some bad news. Some
bad news. Ring doorbells may not be keeping your private videos and info safe. So five senators have sent a letter to Amazon asking how their user info is kept safe. Of course, Amazon bought Ring back in February of last year in 2018. Ring users place their trust in us to help protect their homes and communities. We take that responsibility very seriously, said one spokesperson. Ring does not own or otherwise control users' videos, and we intentionally designed the Neighbors portal to ensure that users get to decide whether or not to voluntarily provide their videos to the police. So, you know, some people concerned that the police are trying to go after these videos when they're trying to solve a crime. And look, that's all fine and dandy. Everyone wants crimes to be solved as efficiently as possible, but that doesn't mean that they have the rights to video that's shot on your private property.
If you're not giving it to them.
Yeah, if you give them access, then that's your prerogative, yep, right? And if you're not, though, they don't get it.
I think there's a I can't remember if I'm saying this correctly or not, but I thought on our ring they gave like an option that like you were allowed to share.
They do, and that's precisely what Ring is saying, is that they give you the option to decide. However, lawmakers referred to reported incidents of Ring's vulnerabilities being exploited, including one last week that said Ring doorbells left users' Wi-Fis passwords exposed.
Oh yeah,
no, unencrypted texts.
And Amazon fixed that problem back in September, but they didn't disclose it until last week. And that's a big problem for a lot of people.
That's a huge problem. Why are they all just slightly just telling us some truths? Like, I feel like we're getting a lot of half-truths from these major tech companies right now.
Right. Like, you knew about this back in July and August, and then you fixed it in September. And here we are at the end of November, and we're just finding out about it. Like, shouldn't you tell us so we can change our passwords? Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, that is a little sketchy going on right there. But the almighty dollar, Dave.
Ah, yes.
We gotta make sure our corporate shareholders get every last penny.
Right. So that way I can hit my bonus this quarter.
Your security be damned.
Why do all of our congress people and big tech people with huge pockets always sound like they're
evil southern a-holes?
Evil southern men.
Because they are.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, as we get into the voicemail here, the Four Corners Food Drive continues, and Lucy showing up today with some coffee. I mean, that's just the nicest thing ever, right?
Lucy is just the sweetest human ever. She actually just brought by some, I think, some hot chocolate and some coffee some donations as well, obviously. She actually said she was disappointed, Dave Mahoney. She was like, I came out just to see those fine gentlemen this morning. She's making her way into work. Yeah, I just embarrass you, Lucy? I'm sorry.
We would be there.
But Bossy Rossi refused to run the board 2 days in a row for us.
And he ends on vacation.
Yeah, so somebody had to be in here to push the buttons. But the whole idea is that as long as the show is well represented by you out there, Audrey, and the donations are coming in for Three Square, all is right in the world.
Of course.
Tell her we'll make it up to Lucy.
Yes, we will.
She ran away. I really did embarrass her.
Tell Lucy again. Thanks. Thank you. Very, very sweet of her.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling to ask. I'm wondering, do you guys ever get nervous on Sunday about going back to work? Because I do. It's like I can't enjoy my Sundays because I just keep thinking of all the stuff that I got to do on Monday. So I never really enjoy a Sunday.
Message deleted.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's like Sunday night football. There's something about Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth and the way that they do that broadcast. But, you know, when that comes on, you're like, this is going to be great. You have one last football game, but that's the end of it. And you're like, but when this ends, it's like basically straight to bed because Monday is coming.
You've got Sunday football, which sometimes can be, you know, depending on the matchup, be great. Then you also have...
This week should be great. It's the 49ers and the Packers. It's a good game.
That'll be a good game. But then you got, like, you know, for many years we had Game of Thrones or, like, Westworld.
Yep.
Now we've got Watchmen on Sunday nights, which...
Ray Donovan's back.
So I feel like the Sunday night programming for me has always been, like, you know, the last 10 years or so.
Uh-huh.
Like, that, like, oh, yes. Like, you know,
a good
that
way to,
kind
to,
of makes
yeah.
it kind yeah. of makes it somewhat
you
better.
You look forward to Sunday night.
But this is why we need a three weekends or 3 days off on the weekends. Like weekends should be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. America needs to switch to a 4-day work week because literally you have one day to just kind of like, because Friday you work all day and you get home and you're tired and you just kind of just pass out from a week's worth of work. Saturday you can kind of relax, but usually you try to go get stuff that you didn't get done during the week done on
especially
Saturday.
If you have kids. I mean, you're running around all these different practices and everything else. I think you're right.
In like, you know, we're the election season is ramping up right now, but why hasn't there been a politician who's like, I don't care about anything else. 3 or 4 day work week.
Yeah, if they just come out when they went 3 day weekends every weekend, you're like,
I'm voting for you.
Yep,
I'm voting for you. You're gonna pay 85% of tax. An 85% tax.
Doesn't matter. Whatever.
But I'm paying it.
3 day weekend.
Yep. Don't care.
Would any of you actually use a sex doll? Be honest, all of you.
What?
If no one knew you did it, and it was one of those high end ones, would you do it? You all would. Just admit it.
Message deleted.
Nah, man.
No.
No.
Well, I mean,
I mean, Audrey, you're not that far off.
I'm not too far.
You're just missing the body.
Yeah, but that's
I don't
a big,
need that.
That's
I don't
a big
need
portion.
Anybody looking at me in my eyes. Thanks,
though. Yeah.
Yeah. The good Lord gave us two hands. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm respecting this beautiful, well
nature
thought out
as it should be. That's right.
Nature provided.
Uh-huh. Please leave a message after the tone.
Such a weird question.
Did any of you have a go-to birthday restaurant when you were a kid? You knew the day was special when you got to pick the place for dinner. And mine was this pasta place in my hometown that my siblings hated, but they always had to suffer through it on my birthday.
Message deleted.
From time to time, my parents would let us choose on the birthday, and there's this place called Bonanza. You know what a Bonanza is?
Oh, yeah, it's like a Ponderosa.
It's like a buffet,
yeah,
essentially.
It's a buffet.
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
Kind of like a, what is that? It's kind of like a Sizzler.
Yeah, a little
bit.
Yeah.
I would say it's on the same level. A Bonanza was on the same level as a Sizzler.
Yeah, kind of like a Ryan's or, you know.
I think Ryan's is slightly above that.
Maybe so.
We would go to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral, yeah, kind of in the same thing. But I remember that they used to have this chocolate mousse at Bonanza, and it was just a bowl full of brown mousse, and I loved it. Oh, what a
what you would get whenever you'd go in.
What a birthday surprise. Oh, yeah.
All you can eat mousse.
Mm.
See, for me, we never went to a place. We never had like a go-to place. I always just wanted pizza. Like, there was no better moment for me as a child than when pizza was coming to the door, you know? Like, that was, you would time Domino's. You're like, that.
You're like 28, 51. Oh, how did they get here just in time?
He ran over a family of small animals on the way over to get that piping hot pizza to me. Mm, happy birthday.
What was funny is that those guys would drive like maniacs, and every time you'd see it, you'd be like, respect. They're trying to get there in 30 minutes.
Yeah, then
they started killing people.
All the lawsuits came rolling in, and that's why it's no longer guaranteed 30 minutes or less.
That's right. Although I will say, when it comes to pizza.
That was so 80s, though, right?
That was so 80s.
Sir, the peak 80s. Like, we will cook this pizza, and we will get it to you no matter where in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That was quite the guarantee. That was a game changer.
That was before seatbelts, too, man. Like, it's dangerous.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
Four Corners Food Drive is going on right now across the Las Vegas Valley. We have set up at 11720 West Charleston. So just west of the 215 there on Charleston. You know where that Albertsons is. And you can swing through at any point today. Make a donation. Our friends at Three Square. Audrey out there collecting money for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley, and just a wonderful cause. So many generous people over these last couple of days. And again, the idea is to be in every corner of the city. So started on the south side, went northwest yesterday, today west side, and then tomorrow going to be out in Henderson. Would love to have you swing through, make a donation. Every single dollar, six meals for hungry kids. And how about this, Audrey? My parents have been listening the last couple of days, and they said, throw in $50 for us. So 300 meals from my folks who all the way on the other side of the country in South Carolina wanted to get involved as well because
they're a fan.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. So very cool to see. But Four Corners Food Drive on the west side of town today, 11720 Charleston Boulevard right there, just west of the 215 off Charleston. So somebody actually won big on the airport slots. A guy named Ryan C. from Columbus, Ohio, was at the airport, won more than $300,000
on
a Wheel of Fortune Progressive.
Wheel of Fortune have been hot.
Yeah, everyone's hitting on it. Somebody just won $200,000, and then yesterday we were talking about the guy that won $2.2 million on Wheel of Fortune.
And we all know, we love McCarran, but as a local, you know that the slots are for the tourists there.
Yeah. Does any local go, you know what, I'm just going to get a couple spins in?
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes.
But we know better. We should know better. But hitting a $300,000 Progressive at the airport is wild.
Yeah, you miss your flight, right?
Yeah, for $300,000, I'm missing my flight. I'm staying in town.
Yeah,
give me that penthouse.
Give me that suite, baby. Woo.
They got a penthouse at McCarran. Put me up in there.
Put me up in the suite at the Red Roof Inn Airport.
I would like to stay at the in the back of the PGA Grill.
That's right.
In the C Concourse.
Safe to say that this relationship ended pretty poorly. Piccola Duncan, 72, has been arrested after she stabbed her husband Harold while he was napping on his recliner.
Oh, hell no.
On Friday in Clinton, Tennessee.
Harold.
Yeah, Harold's taking a snooze and she stabs him. Quote, she was in a cheerful and unfazed mood when deputies found her after the attack. She said she did it after he attacked her earlier in the day, asking officers if he had died of his wounds. She said, I hope he died. He was taken to the University of Tennessee Medical Center.
It's cold-blooded, man.
Yeah, she's being held.
Harold must have been a bad man.
No kidding, man. Mm-hmm. So there is a black hole out there that is a freak. A supermassive black hole was discovered by NASA, and it has been spawning stars at a furious rate and could help explain mysteries behind where the gaseous bodies come from. Using observations from NASA's... From the Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Hubble Space Telescope, MIT researchers have keyed in on a distant galaxy cluster called the Phoenix Cluster, which says that it contains a supermassive black hole with ideal conditions for star creation. So there's just this black hole that's just barfing out stars at an alarming rate, they said, which seems so scary on so many levels. I don't know why.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think about, like, what a star is, the sun, a giant ball of gas, that is, you know, when you look at the Earth compared to the sun, it's pretty damn horrifying. It's like us compared to an ant.
Yeah.
Not even, right?
Not even. Probably like a grain,
of sand.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. But they got this black hole just... And with a bunch of stars.
Little John's like,
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So how about a company that wants to pay you to smoke weed?
I feel like this is just dumb marketing for this
marketing,
company.
Right?
Like, why are we giving this company any sort of airtime?
No, we won't. Because why, right? They just roll this sort of thing out. I mean, it's not even enough to, you know, like, if you certainly if you have a family, right? But, I mean, it's $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year, which, I mean, is okay, but you're going to be sent a monthly package of cannabis, like weed strains, vapes, edibles, CBD oils, and you have to post reviews on a blog, and you're required to do unboxing and explanation videos and everything else.
You're a guinea
pig. Yeah, right?
I don't know. It just seems it's like, why don't we do, like, this company will pay you $1,000 a month. This show will pay you $1,000 a month to talk.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just trying to get their brand out so you can buy their dumb boxes. I hate stories like that.
So there's a lot of money that's being put into the Strat. Stephen Thayer is the executive that they've put in charge. He's a former Caesars executive with about 3 decades of experience in hospitality and gaming, and was recently hired by Golden Entertainment to be VP and general manager of the property. Golden took ownership of the Strat in 2017. Golden, of course, owns all the PTs and SG and all sorts of stuff around town. They're putting $110 million into the Strat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that is that is a lot of money. The Stratosphere, or the Strat, as we now lovingly call it, could be in a position, unlike maybe any other casino in town outside of the Sahara, because there is rumors that there could be, you know, the recent purchase of Circus Circus. And I believe the fairgrounds come with that. That is enough space. If you blow up Circus Circus and you get rid of all the fairgrounds and everything, you could put a Major League Baseball stadium right there at the court. This is the rumor that's floating around.
No, it's not.
It's
yes,
it is. Rumor.
Who said that?
I've got it on. I'm saying this is a rumor. This is what I've heard. That they are trying.
Well, who are your sources?
But they who are your sources?
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, you're not allowed to disclose.
I'll tell you off air. I'm not saying on air.
Okay.
But
if he tells me off air, I'll tell you all on air.
Okay.
If that,
I'll dime out of sources.
If that were to happen,
not gonna happen.
The Stratosphere and the
Strat, sir.
The Strat and the Sahara would be in a amazing position, you know, as far as location goes. Because if we got a Major League Baseball stadium right there, that would be a game changer for the north end of the Strip. I think, like,
there's no way. I mean, they've talked about putting a basketball arena there, basically right at the corner of Sahara, across where the old Wet n' Wild used to be. You know, across
that's on the other side. Though.
Yeah, exactly, the other side of the street.
But think about where the festival grounds are, and there's like 20 some odd acres or 30 acres that come along with Circus Circus. That is a huge space over there.
So
you could 100% put a professional baseball park right there.
You're going to have to build a dome stadium.
Yes.
It's going to cost close to probably north of $1 billion in order to do it.
Don't worry.
taxpayers will pay for it.
Oh, so that's what you're going to. No, that's the whole problem with this whole thing is that when Major League Baseball picks up and goes to a different city, they're not going to pay for the stadium themselves. And Las Vegas is not going to come out of pocket another $1 billion. Haven't seen what's happening with the Raiders.
But the guy who owns
Stadium.
TI,
Phil Ruffin.
Bought Circus for a lot of money, and that is very valuable space. And if you were to revitalize that part of the strip and put a baseball stadium over there, that could be a...
All that I would do is help his competitors, the people around him.
T.I.'s not that far from it. I mean, it helps the strip as a whole. And you would also possibly either be able to own a baseball team or
there is
the park.
A far greater chance that the baseball stadium ends up in Henderson than it does on the strip.
So.
And actually, I would much prefer it in Henderson.
I would personally, but I feel like as far as if you were going to make a thing that probably is going to get the most people all the time, putting it on the strip would be better than putting it down in Henderson.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, you think about there, you know, there's, let's call it a couple hundred thousand tourists at any point.
Wait for a bad season. This is bad season proof, man.
It's not.
You have
there's a lot more people that live in Henderson.
Destinations in the world.
There's a lot more people that live in Henderson than are tourists.
That's
at any
if
point
they
in
care
Las Vegas.
About baseball. But there are always people who are fans of other teams who are coming here. And if you're thinking about it from a financial position, that's where you would put it.
If you're traveling to Las Vegas,
I want it.
It's
in
a terrible idea. It's unsubstantiated rumors. Stop spreading lies.
I'm not spreading lies,
Mahoney.
You're fake news.
You're fake news.
I'm saying that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Spreading lies.
That's what I heard. I got inside sources.
So vaping is terrible for you. The American Medical Association said that the epidemic has shined light on how little is known about the health effects, but 43 people have died from chemical-like burns in their lungs from vaping. And 2,172 people have been hospitalized with a mysterious lung illness. So they're calling for a ban on all vaping products immediately.
I don't know, man.
As they should have been. I feel like if people are just dropping like that...
but how many people are dying from cancer from smoking still?
I know, that's true.
And obesity and everything. And alcoholism.
Are you saying it's a big tobacco problem then that they're coming for? Like, I feel like it could be like big tobacco coming out of the vaping because people have stopped smoking cigarettes and they're trying to lean more towards
you
the gotta vape
ban,
culture.
You got to ban like marketing towards children.
Yes.
When it comes to vaping,
well, yeah, of course,
and that's where the problem goes. But again, I am hesitant as an adult. Why should I not be able to do that if I choose to
chemically burn your innards?
If that's what I want, and I'm not doing it in public.
Well, what happens if they just make a safer option? Like, what happens if they say, hey, this
again,
actually is not really
what
we should be.
I am not for taking away rights of U.S. citizens who are adults who want to do stupid things with their own body that hurt nobody else.
But I think it's
a problem with, like, the kid. Like,
I hate vaping. I think vaping is the douchiest thing that's come along in the last 20 years.
You're the king of awful hot takes today.
No, I am not.
So this... Yes, you are. I mean, first, the whole thing with this baseball stadium, which is a lie.
That is not a lie.
And then secondly, there's all sorts of safeguards and regulations put into place to protect people because we don't know how bad vaping is for us.
I feel like a lot of them, that's why we've got so many stupid people on the planet today.
It's not like we have the right to vape.
We gotta thin the herd, Dave.
It's like there's these companies that are making billions of dollars off of selling
vaping.
We know
how bad
this is.
No, we don't. That's the problem.
How long have you and I been doing this radio show talking about vaping and how bad it is for you? 10 years. Literally. 10 years we've been talking about that. People know how bad it is.
No, they don't.
You got to find the hell out of these companies, especially Juul, who have been marketing towards kids. But if you're an adult, you should be able to do what you want, just as long as it hurts nobody else. Plain and simple.
It was marketed as the safer option, like, as opposed to tobacco.
And we all knew that was a lie.
No, we didn't, man.
There's
a lot of dumb people out there.
I can pull a podcast from 2009 saying this is garbage.
Go ahead, pull it.
I will.
Pull it.
Pull this.
What?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
Talk about cell phone.
The only good take that Mahoney has had today is to go see Audrey at 11720 West Charleston Boulevard at the Albertsons out there.
Man, I'm smarter than you.
That's a great take. Great take.
Four Corners Food Drive going on now.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you're in Vegas over the Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe you have some friends or family that are coming to town. Maybe no one is here and you're just going to hang out by yourself and do your own thing. This one just got texted over to us. I'm actually here for the tips. I worked retail the last 14 years in my 30s. Finally finished my degree last December. Got out of that. This will be my first Thanksgiving weekend. I'm not having to work 45 plus hours over those days. So,
wow.
Yeah, right. So, looking for some options for things to do. Armando said, hit up the zoo, a.k.a. the strip club during the holiday. Those lap dances hit the spot during the holidays. Someone's got to pay tuition. Yeah, right.
I mean, if you're at home, yeah, there's not much else to do.
Yeah. Allison
said, pay for somebody's college education, Dave.
Ethel M's.
Is it college?
Yeah, is it though? Is it?
Mm-hmm. I think that's like the stereotype, but I'm not quite sure.
He's more like a handbag than tuition.
It's a handbag.
How dare you?
Really cute car kind of thing.
You close-minded individuals.
Allison,
every time I see a chick with a Louis and a brand new G-Wagon, I'm like,
uh-huh.
Who's my age?
Either you're married to a professional athlete, or you have yourself a pretty good cash-only job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Allison said Ethel M. Cactus Garden. You guys ever done that? They, like, light up all of the
great over there.
All the cactuses at night when they have, like, chocolate. And
your significant other wants to take you there and it's not something that's, like, right up your alley traditionally, they have beer there now.
Oh, do they?
They do. They do a chocolate and beer pairing with our friends from Craft House. So,
chocolate and beer. Huh?
Feel free to head on down there and have yourself a merry old time.
I'm writing this down.
There is something to be said about the places.
Is great though. That
you know, having a glass of wine sometimes is nice while you're strolling around looking at all the lights. Or like you said, I mean, they're a chocolate factory, so yeah, some beer, some dark beer, some dark chocolate. Sometimes can go together quite nice. Larissa said, I like going to a buffet, all of the food and no cleaning. Thought about buying that buffet pass where you get to go in before 3 o'clock, where you get to go in three times in a day and then the movies. But if you think about that, like if you go get the all day buffet pass, you start with a buffet and then you go to a movie because most casinos have a movie theater.
Every casino has like a movie theater and a buffet.
For the local casinos at least, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You go to the buffet.
Every station's does.
You go to a movie. You go back to the buffet.
Yeah.
You go to another movie.
Uh-huh.
And then you round things out with another buffet.
So have you ever eaten Thanksgiving outside of your house here in town on Thanksgiving?
No.
You ever eaten out?
I don't think so. But I've heard there's a number of places that do it up. Pretty good, right?
I've done a couple of them, and I did golf courses. You would be surprised. Like,
interesting.
I've done Sienna's golf course and did their Thanksgiving a couple years, and it was amazing. And another thing, if you're just not looking to cook, for me, there's two options. You know, like when it comes to like smoked ham or smoked turkey, John Moles Meats. I did John Moles Meats turkey the last 2 years in a row, and it was phenomenal.
Let me ask you a serious question here.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever not tell people that you bought the turkey? Like, do you ever just let them think that maybe
yourself?
No,
I mean, it's my parents.
That's evil.
Like, if I were to like bring it over, or, you know, like do something like that wasn't my family, maybe I wouldn't tell them where I got it. But I'm not like trying to pass off
like
myself as an executive chef because I don't want people to think that I could cook because then they're going to ask me to cook things for like get-togethers. When I go to a get-together,
it's
going to
turn into a Mrs. Doubtfire situation where you order like 50 things from Postmates and putting it all out on the table to make it seem like you made this amazing gourmet meal. Uh-huh.
I've done that with desserts. Desserts are easier to pass over than just a giant turkey.
But do you put it in like your own pan so it looks like you made it?
Yeah, I do.
You dirty.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So we're all sitting around talking about Thanksgiving here in Las Vegas and all the things that we're going to eat and everything else. Worth mentioning that there are some people here in the Las Vegas Valley that obviously, especially kids, don't have the food that they need around Thanksgiving or throughout the rest of the year. And so that's why it's so important to take an opportunity to give back. And the Four Corners Food Drive is going on right now. And 11720 is the location today on West Charleston. So if you're getting off the 215, you just go west. The Albertsons right there. And Audrey, what are you seeing out there this morning?
So actually, I want to shout out Miss Melissa, who brought her triplets out here. And they actually stopped by and went into Albertsons. Triplets, yes. Ooh. Cute. Three cute, beautiful girls. And they actually went inside to get some non-perishable items. And I know we've been talking about this over the past couple of days. I really love seeing parents who are bringing their kids out here just to show them, like, hey, like, there are actually people who might, you know, not be able to have this opportunity to like go out and do exactly what we're doing now. A dollar is six meals. Let's go ahead and share some of this with the Valley. And I really like that from a parental standpoint, teaching your kids some awesome values. And yeah, so Melissa came by, did that, but then Jim swung by and he just said he wants us to beat Mercedes. So he dropped off some money as well. And I just loved that so much. But obviously it's all for a good cause.
Friendly competition, sure. Let's try to raise more money than they do, but ultimately it's all going to the same place. Every single dollar that's donated is six meals for hungry kids right here in the Las Vegas Valley. So it's pretty awesome stuff. And thank you to everyone that's made the trip over today to the west side of town. If you're in that area, perfect opportunity to conveniently swing by as the Four Corners Food Drive continues. But we're talking about things that you like to do over the Thanksgiving break here in Las Vegas. Didn't you used to have like a go-to bar that you'd go to every... Or was that the strip club?
No, it was a strip club.
Strip club, yeah.
You know, like 10, 11 years ago when I was a single man.
Single man, yeah.
You know, and I was much younger, you know, like still in my mid-20s.
Yeah, still learning your
early
way.
Early 20s.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend who lived in San Diego and his parents lived here in Las Vegas, so he would come up every year. And Dave was always out doing his, like, family stuff or whatever, you know, like, or he'd be back in South Carolina. And my parents, I would hang out with my parents.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving would get done, and it's like, I'm 25 years old. I'm like, I want to go do something still, but we don't have a whole lot of money. So what we would do is me and old Nasty Nate,
we
would go get Mickey's 40s and hang out in the parking lot of this... like weird industrial complex down in Henderson that's right across from Babe's Cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
And then we would spend the evening in Babe's Cabaret enjoying ourselves some hookah.
How would you say the hookah?
Oh, yeah. It was
trash bucket.
We would do that on Thanksgiving and Christmas. We actually got a pretty big group of us, like, after the second or third year.
Yeah.
And I would say there was, like, maybe 10, 12 of us near, the end of the third year.
You guys didn't get, like, a party bus or anything to go over there, did you?
Man, we couldn't afford a party bus. What are you talking about? We were drinking Mickey's 40s in an industrial complex.
This one said Esther's Kitchen there, located near the Arts District. Plenty to see in the area, and the food is fantastic. If you haven't tried it, it is a must, but good Thanksgiving feast as well over there. Going back to Facebook here, Greg said, my tradition, trying to drunkenly burn down the neighborhood with my turkey fryer.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin said lunch at Lucille's and then watching a Turkey Day marathon with the kids.
Do they do smoke? I wonder if they do smoked turkey
smoked
at
turkey?
Lucille's.
Probably,
because,
right?
I mean, you've got smokers there.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Crazy,
right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Jade said you can buy a complete turkey dinner with the 15-pound deep-fried turkey, all the sides, and a pie for $179 at a place called Jackson's Bar and Grill.
I've done a couple. We've done, like, an Albertsons or a Smith's, you know, like, complete package in years past, too.
Yeah.
And those always turn out pretty good. The only thing that I ever, like... we would make ourselves, because they never turned out exactly right, was the mashed potatoes. Because you got to, mashed potatoes, very, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the gravy, too.
Yep.
Oh, the gravy is really important. If I show up to your Thanksgiving and you have white gravy on the table, I'm leaving.
Oh, why would you even have white gravy on Thanksgiving? That is blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
This is blasphemy to me, because I would never do it, but obviously a lot of people like to. Kristen just said Black Friday shopping after Thanksgiving
never,
dinner.
Man.
No.
I hate that there are...
stores that are open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You know, I mean, unless... the one caveat is, unless you're paying, like, quadruple time and it's volunteer only. Because there's plenty of people, like, I know when I was younger, I liked working holidays, like, at at the bar, the steakhouse.
Yeah, sure.
Because you were getting paid, like, 4X overtime, and everybody felt sorry for you, and if I didn't have anything
going on...
Everyone's
in a giving spirit, yeah.
But if it's a mandatory and you're not paying, like, a good overtime wage, then it just feels dirty to me.
It does.
Adam said Sapphire for Thursday Night Football. Why so many strip clubs? Like, is that a thing? Is that, like, really a big...
If you're a single guy,
I mean,
you over there with family and stuff, you know, you don't know...
All right, kids, time to hop in the minivan. Let's head on down to Sapphire.
You weren't 25 living in Las Vegas as a single man.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. There's a difference.
Robin said go to the gym on Thanksgiving and revel in the fact that everyone else is going to be fat except for me after Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
That sounds like the sort of thing that you would plan on doing, and it would never actually happen.
Do you think that's the least busy day of the year in a gym is Thanksgiving?
Probably
I literally
not.
Have no I, idea if gyms are even open on Thanksgiving.
Couldn't
I mean,
like,
what,
24-hour fitness has to be open, right? You would think?
You'd
think.
Yes,
I do think
Planet
that they
Fitness?
Are.
Planet Fitness.
Well, you have to think that some people don't, like instead of going to the strip clubs, they're probably just alone and they just have their normal routine. They just go to the gym and they do everything else as they normally would. They're by themselves.
Yeah.
There you go, strip clubs.
Yeah.
Do it. I'll take you.
Meet him in the parking lot in front of Babe's Cabaret.
Yeah, we're going to meet out there this Thanksgiving. Bring your Mickeys.
Bring your 40s.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
My wife's going to appreciate that, but it's for the show.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
So my neighbor's dog keeps getting out, and he's always dropping a pile in my front yard. Like, in the last 3 weeks, I've had to clean up 5 piles of crap. I'm not even really friends with these people, but I don't want to come off as the annoying neighbor. What do I do about the stupid dog?
Message deleted.
Return it to him.
Front door? Doorbell
yeah.
ring?
Yeah. Say, hey, this is yours.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be a more responsible dog owner, right? I mean, if your dog is regularly getting out, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, they're dogs that escape because they're crafty, but you have to be smarter than your dog.
Yeah, you
if you know your dog escapes
just watch it.
On a regular basis, keep him inside or only go outside when he's on a leash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you can't outsmart your dog, that's on you.
That is.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to be a dog owner.
Mm. I mean, some dogs are pretty crafty.
Some, but you got to be smarter.
You do. For the safety of the dog and for the people who are around you. Maybe you have a dog who, you know, gets run up on, a little spooked, and it bites after it poops on your lawn.
Or maybe you just start pooping on their lawn. And I mean you. Maybe you go get a pet Clydesdale.
We got a brand new White Castle that's opening here in the Las Vegas Valley. That's going to have a drive-thru. Load up, baby. Load up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Grab those.
So this guy I know, he's not really a friend, but he's like a friend of a friend type person. He's like 35. He's a cool guy, except he always wears tie-dye shirts, and he's always hitting on my girlfriend. Like, how do I stop that? He knows we're together.
Message deleted.
I mean, I would say that would be a pretty strong detractor from referring to him as a cool guy if he's always wearing tie-dye shirts and hitting on your girlfriend. I mean, I don't know which one's a bigger offense, but yeah. Have you ever had that, Audrey, where like some guy has obviously been hitting on you in front of your significant other?
No, because Andrew's just really protective of me, I feel like, in those instances. Like, if we are ever out, I don't feel like people... I'm also really good at, like, deterring people away from me, too, because I don't really want to be talked to like that. I feel like it's incredibly disrespectful. You blatantly see a ring on my finger, and if you do talk to me in that type of way, if you are hitting on me after seeing all of the above, me standing with my husband and a ring on my finger, that's just, like, the most blatant slap-in-the-face disrespect, not only to me, but to my husband. So, I mean, if it has happened, I feel like Andrew would just be like, punch, punch, let's move.
I like that.
He knows jujitsu.
I like that.
He does.
Yeah, Brent just snaps out of his arm. I love that you handle that way, and I think your wife and my wife also handle situations like that similar, because it's just like, keep moving, clown. Like, I'm not even going to engage for 1 second.
My wife doesn't need me to be the white knight to save the day. Like, she's just like,
no.
But if some dude starts acting up,
oh yeah,
we whoop that ass.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will headbutt you.
Yeah.
And I will embarrass my wife. But she'll make
me
feel
good.
Yeah,
it's
come on,
babe.
I'm doing it for you.
And I need your help, fatty.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I think the world needs all-nude, family-friendly sushi restaurants. You know, sushi is always a hit, and nudity always will be, and 18 or 21-plus venues just suck. What do you guys think?
Message deleted.
Put your
pants on. Stone cold moron.
That sounds like you're a weird sexual predator with a sushi fetish.
Yes. Yeah.
Shut up and move on. Don't call back.
That's not what a screaming orgasm is, you idiot.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So a woman in Alaska sure knows how to make things better for herself. She was on trial for pulling out a loaded pistol inside of an Alaska bar last year, and now faces new charges after authorities say that she tried to steal the gun back from an evidence box inside of the courtroom.
Okay.
Well, first off, Alaska, maybe up the security a little bit where she can't get her hands on the gun while in the courtroom. But the 29-year-old, whose name is Tiffany Flenagaugh, was jailed on Tuesday.
How did you spell her name?
F-L-E-N-A-U-G-H, Flenagaugh.
No, he's talking about Tiffany.
Oh, I was thinking Tiffany with an I or a Y. I-E on the end.
No, A-N-Y. A-N-Y. She was jailed Tuesday on new charges of a felony theft, possession of a firearm in a courthouse, evidence tampering, violating conditions of release, according to the Daily newspaper up there. The Alaska Public Defender's Office, who is her attorney, declined comment on Wednesday.
Had old Tiffany here just played it right and not tried to steal her gun back from the evidence case in the actual courtroom, she could have been like, this is Alaska. I just had this gun just in case I got attacked by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
even though polar bears, I don't know if they live in Alaska.
A wild seal.
A roaming elk.
Yes.
An irate moose.
Do meese get up there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
A pack of meese. You gotta be ready.
I'm carrying a piece to protect me from the meese. You must have quit. Johnny Cochran. Sold.
California authorities arrested a 16-year-old boy suspected of using a remote-controlled car to transport $106,000 worth of meth across the border.
I mean, how big was this remote-controlled car?
It had to have been like one of those grave diggers, right? Like, it's got a big old
mini
truck, something, yeah. So the San Diego Union-Tribune reported Tuesday that the boy was arrested Sunday near the border in San Diego. The Border Patrol agents say they believe somebody on the south of the U.S.-Mexico border was able to slip the car filled with drugs through a gap in the fencing and then drove it to the teen waiting on the other side. But a 16-year-old boy with $106,000 worth of meth, what could go wrong?
Also, shouldn't the... like the bars be small enough to not have a remote control car fly through or drive through
with $106,000 worth of meth? Yeah.
That seems like a lot of meth, right?
Yeah, a lot of meth.
I mean, forgive me, it's been a long time since I've
purchased out meth, but still
seems like a lot.
A 39-year-old man in Florida is behind bars after threatening four people on Tuesday with a machete over some missing money. The amount of missing money, $50.
But it gets weirder, Dave.
Yeah, things get even stranger. Officers say when they got to the area, they heard screaming and yelling coming from the house. Upon arrival, they were able to speak to four people who said that they were hanging out in a shed when David Robinson got hostile over missing money. And the victims told officers, he, quote, said, which one of you took my $50? And then grabbed a machete.
He stood
in the entrance of his shed and told the group that no one's going to be leaving unless he got his $50 back and started waving the machete in a threatening manner. One of the people in the shed called 911 on her cell phone, which you think he would have seen considering it was a shed. Dispatch told police they heard Robinson in the background of the call threatening to break the victim's neck and cut her throat. When Robinson found out the group had called law enforcement, he threw the machete behind a metal cabinet in his shed and ran off.
I don't know how I feel about this, because I feel like if you're hanging out in a metal shed in Florida, like, you kind of got to expect to be attacked by a guy with a machete at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, what else is happening in there?
Yeah, well, like, what are you doing in a shed? Like,
in fact, I think I would be a little disappointed
if there wasn't if I went
to a shed party in Florida and somebody didn't threaten me with a machete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't actually want to get hit with a machete.
It's not the true Florida shed experience.
Right. I mean, I didn't steal this $50 for nothing. I wanted someone to pull a machete on me, you see.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is this the origin stories of Friday the 13th? $50?
That's why he went on the killing spree.
Yeah.
I got a machete and a hockey mask.
And a broken lawnmower. From the corner. Always a broken lawnmower.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
As the Four Corners food drive rolls on, a couple of things here. One, the Las Vegas Museum of Fine Art may have a potential location. So the Clark County Government Center. Remember where that is? Like right down there by, like, where the Smith Center is,
done
some stuff out there before.
Uh-huh.
Could become the location of Las Vegas's first standalone fine arts museum. So the museum was supposed to be built on 1.2-acre lot in Symphony Park, but the museum organizers determined the space was too small to include everything on their wish list. Heather Harmon, the museum's deputy director, said the limited space would prevent incorporating an outdoor sculpture garden, which officials say is an important component for a space meant to be utilized by the entire community. The $250 million project would be a Las Vegas extension of the Reno-based Nevada Museum of Art. We want to bring a museum of global caliber to the community and have a welcoming facility that we feel is home, she said. We want the community to feel reflected in
a facility. Is that like a hip hop
facility Huffman?
Did you say Facility Huffman?
Is that her name?
She's out. Yeah.
I like this idea. You know, I mean, the more culture and more things that we can bring to Las Vegas, the better. I mean, the Smith Center has been huge since that opened, and
the Arts District, just in general,
the Children's
there.
Museum, yep. All the stuff that we have over there, and I think a Fine Arts Museum would be a perfect addition to helping the city grow in its culture. So mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
$250 million.
Yeah, it's only a third of the price of what we paid for the stadium.
We have so many projects that are just insane amounts of money. Like this new self-healing concrete place that's supposed to go in.
That's
like $7
billion. That
$250 million.
Yeah.
The new stadium apparently that's going on the strip for Mahoney.
$7 billion.
There's just so many projects.
$7 billion versus $250 million. That is, a monstrous difference there.
$7.5 billion for this
30 times more
Blue
expensive.
Tech Park, which is not going to happen. But that being said, the MSG Sphere is also super expensive. That's over $1 billion now, from my understanding. And then, like you said, the $2 billion stadium. There's a lot of things that are going up. Let's just hope that
new conference center. I don't know if we've.
Yeah, everyone be cool, right? Like, let's not overspend. We saw this before, and then the economy fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen again. So Android users, this is something that you'll be curious about. There is a flaw that has been uncovered in Android smartphones that lets hackers infiltrate cameras without users' knowledge, affecting hundreds of millions of users.
Oh, boy.
Security experts discovered several vulnerabilities on two different Pixel smartphones that let's hackers bypass permissions using a rogue app. The team was able to grab data from the camera, microphone, as well as GPS location without consent. So
every
the flaw.
Every day, it's something new.
Every day, man, there's more people trying to take advantage of what should be your private moments in life. This is a flaw that was uncovered by researchers from a security firm called Checksmarks, which let hackers gain access to the device's camera, transforming the harmless device into a spying nightmare.
Well, when you think about it, like last week or the week before, we had the Facebook story about how they're accessing your camera when they shouldn't be. Now we've got hackers who are accessing the camera. When you look at a lot of these big-time CEOs and high-profile people, they all have tape over their cameras on their laptops and over their phones and over the microphones. So
yeah, it's pretty telling that that Mark Zuckerberg has tape over the camera on his laptop, and yet somehow Facebook is one of the biggest violators of people's privacy.
Absolutely. And he knows it. That's why he's using tape.
God, he's such a dirtbag, man. Zuckerberg is the worst.
The worst.
Just the worst.
The worst. Absolutely. We will look back on history, and he will be he will not be remembered fondly.
No, at
creep.
All.
Kevin Dillon is getting an expensive divorce. If you're a fan of Entourage, I'm sure you remember Kevin Dillon from that show. Ongoing divorce drama finally over, and he was pretty excited about it. According to new documents, the judge signed off on the final judgment in Jane Stewart's divorce from Kevin, ending the process that started all the way back in 2016. So it's been
a long divorce.
Three-plus years.
Get a prenup.
Jane and Kevin get joint legal custody and physical custody of their daughter, and he'll pay child and spousal support, according to the docs. Kevin will pay $1,823 a month for Ava and $2,100 a month to Jane. So
that doesn't seem too bad for.
Well, hang on. So $4,000 a month ongoing, right?
Yeah. Until she's 18.
As for the big ticket items, Kevin gets to keep their house in Malibu as well as his New York residence and another place in Los Angeles, along with a motorcycle and 9 cars, including a couple classic Corvettes and Camaros.
Okay.
I mean, I guess he obviously made a lot of money from Entourage, but I mean, you're talking about a Malibu house, a New York place, and another house in LA, 9 cars, motorcycle. I mean, that seems like a lot of stuff. Meanwhile, Jane gets her Ford Escape.
What?
Yeah. Right?
That's but like she's also getting like a couple $1 million, though, right?
Right. So Kevin also has to make payments to her totaling $1.7 million. and owes her an additional $242,000 for her share of basically a stock account.
Okay.
What so, in the world? Yeah.
Again, like, man, exhausting. It doesn't sound like that bad of a divorce. I mean, even though it carried on for a long time, but like if he's keeping all of that stuff and the cars.
No, she gets the Ford Escape. Those things are nice.
They don't even make Ford Escapes anymore, man.
They don't?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do.
Let me look. Let me go to Ford.com.
Okay.
Did you see the new Mustang, the crossover, the electric one?
No.
Looks kind of, I like it. I know a lot of people are kind of giving it grief, but it's not a bad. Okay, so they do make the Ford Escape scale still.
See?
Whatever. It actually looks like the new Mustang E vehicle.
Mm. The Ford Escape and the Mustang look the same.
The Escape?
Yeah, well, because the Mustang E vehicle is a crossover.
I'm out on the new Mustang then. If it looks like the Escape,
I mean, it's a crossover. I'm saying like it's a similar body shape.
Uh-huh. I'm sure with almost $2 million, she's probably going to trade into Escape for a new car.
Yeah, I mean,
get herself a G-Wagon.
Along with the $4,000 a month, I'm sure she's going to be able to trade it in for a nicer vehicle.
She'll be
taking the nine nicer ones. Yeah, I think so too.
Son of love it, mother. It's bleeped.
Jordan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show as our contestant for Bleep BS. Jordan, dirty mind or not?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Very dirty mind.
Okay, well, this game is not going to be that easy for you then because nothing is actually being said by any of these people dirty at all, but these bleeps can be a little bit distracting. We've got three for you. If you're able to get through these three and get at least two correct, you're going to be our winner today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the setup for what's being talked about. And then I'm going to play the audio for you after the multiple choice are given. You have to make your guess as to which one it is, okay? And again, you get two out of three, and you win today.
Okay.
All right, this first one is a shop owner, and you're trying to figure out what happened. Here's the audio. Good luck.
Okay. Didn't look typically like the kind of girls that would be oversized. Looked over the counter to see the other girl very low to the ground, screaming at them, give me the and the other girl reached down. One of them went to me, and the other girl pulled her back in the car and told her, no, we're
wow. That is...
all right. Oh, boy. All right. So you're trying to figure out what happened here. This is a shop owner that said, A, two women stole an alligator, B, two women stole a puppy, or C, two women stole a guinea pig. One more time with the audio.
Didn't look typically like the kind of girls that would be oversized. Looked over the counter to see the other girl... the very low to the ground, screaming at them, give me the and the other girl reached down. One of them went to me, and the other girl pulled her back in the car and told her, no, we're
so which one is it? Is it two women that stole an alligator, a puppy, or a guinea pig?
I'm going to say a puppy.
A puppy seems like the most obvious. Unfortunately, that's incorrect. It was actually a guinea pig. Two women stole a guinea pig.
Is this the same story that we were talking about earlier
this
week?
Yeah, where they threw...
I was going to say, there can't be two people out here stealing guinea pigs.
Yeah, they threw one of the guinea pigs at the store owner after he ran after them, and thankfully, the guinea pig was fine.
No guinea pigs were hurt in this theft.
All right, here we go. On to number two, and you must get this one correct, or we're going to our backup, okay?
Okay.
All right, this is Rob Gronkowski, and you're trying to figure out what he is teasing. This is Rob Gronkowski, and he is teasing something.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big I can't wait to all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be a good time. Come check out my this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
So, Gronk was teasing that he has A, a big announcement, C, his big return to football, or C, a big new TV show. One more time with the audio.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big I can't wait to all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be a good time. Come check out my this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Tuesday at 9 a.m. Did Gronk have A, a big announcement, B, was it his big return to football, or C, his big new TV show?
I want to say A or C, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go with A.
Yes, a big announcement. That is correct. Yeah, he was teasing his big announcement.
Is that what he's calling it these days?
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Third and final one. You must get this one correct. in order to win today, okay? This is Celine Dion and Jimmy Fallon, and you're trying to figure out what they are discussing.
Yeah.
You know?
He could
and her a little who did not think about this guy? Maybe his is so frozen that he didn't have the strength to.
You didn't think that he could. Feel the touch.
All right. Were they discussing A, her career, B, the end of Titanic, or C, her late husband? One final time.
Yeah.
You know?
He couldn't
and
her a little bit.
Who did not think about this guy? Maybe his is so frozen that he didn't have the strength to.
You didn't think that he could. Feel the touch.
All right, so what were they discussing there for the win? What do you got for us, Jordan?
Oh, my God, I have no idea. What were the choices again?
Was it A, her career, B, the end of Titanic, or C, her late husband?
Oh, my God, it's going to be B or C. Titanic?
Yes. Congratulations. You did it. Yeah, right. Well, congratulations. That means you get passes to the Intersect Fest, which is happening here in Las Vegas, December 6th and 7th, going to be over at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. Congratulations to you.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
After the tone.
Can you imagine getting your foot stepped on by a cow? A real live cow? I mean, you don't hear about that happening, but can you imagine just getting the full weight of a cow on your foot?
Message deleted.
I mean, cows weigh anywhere from 1,600 to 2,400 pounds.
I like that a skinny cow is 1,600 pounds.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I mean, Google.
I thought that was just like common knowledge. Nah, I was like, gosh, that's a...
You just knew that off the top of your head?
Just Google it real quick. No. But, I mean, it's going to be even more than that because think about that. Like, it'd be like dropping a 1,000-pound, 1,600-pound weight directly on your foot because there's going to be pressure pushed down on it too. Yeah. No, thank you. Like, cows
would be gone.
Are delicious.
I mean, think about dropping a 5-pound weight on your foot.
Okay.
Like, you go to the gym and just, boom, 5-pound weight. How bad that would hurt. Imagine a 25-pound plate or even a 45-pound plate.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
An actual plate?
Death.
Yeah.
Death.
Or the bar?
Oh, my God. Yeah. But now you take 400 of those and you drop them all simultaneously on your foot. Forget about it. Over. Just cut my foot off.
Who do you think was the first person who was like, I'm going to eat that?
Looking at a cow?
Looking at a cow.
I mean, you got to think. I mean, out of all of the animals out there that look like they're good eating, cows do look delicious.
True.
They do, and but they look so sweet.
They look so sweet.
But bulls are not.
More importantly, who was the first person to, like, milk a cow? That's what I want to know. That guy was a pervert.
Some guy's like, man, look at them knockers. Look at them babies.
And then, like, I'm going to drink this. Milk.
I'm going to give this I'm going to give this a hoof.
Squeeze.
Wait, you're squeezing it wrong.
Please leave a message.
But this is a bull. Oh, God.
Hey, Mahoney. Okay, question. You go to the doctor tomorrow, and he tells you that you either need to cut burgers or hot dogs out of your diet, or else you will die. Which one do you pick? And you can't make up some other excuse. Your life depends on it.
Message deleted.
I'm going to cut burgers out, believe it or not.
Do you need to consult your Bang Bang Bro, Bossy Rossi, for this?
I don't think so.
For this decision?
But here's the thing, because I eat a lot of burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I had Shake Shack yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's good, but I'm never blown away by a burger. I'm just not. Like,
you're blown away by hot dogs?
Certain hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Dirt Dog over here on Rainbow, that place, every time I go there, I'm like... I'm eating it.
You ever been to that hot dog stand at the South Point that they have by the sports book?
No.
They have the three hot dog limit.
I'm like,
how many people came up and they're like, I want 12?
How much are they?
To the point, they're like $1.25. So, I mean, they're a good deal, but they are a treat. They are delicious.
I'm just not like, burgers are good. Again, I like a burger, but I am never just like so satisfied by a burger. I enjoy it, but
Bison burger?
Oh, jeez.
Like, even the burgers that have like the bacon, burgers that have like the little ground pieces of bacon and actual patty.
I feel like if I'm going to eat bacon, I want bacon. Bacon on a burger doesn't make it better for me. Like
inside the meat. Like, it's in the ground meat.
Nah.
Oh, man.
It's saltier.
You know what I like on a burger? An egg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Did you turn into Scott Stapp? With mouth wide open.
With my mouth wide open.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
There's a lot of exhausting things about Kanye West, but this whole thing with him out in Wyoming, right, where he's buying up this huge ranch and he's going to start setting up shop there. The people of Wyoming are over the idea of Kanye West coming.
Bringing a cult with him? Yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah. And so a lot of people, officials specifically in Park County, Wyoming, say they have pulled the original permits that were granted to Kanye West because they didn't approve of what he was going to do out there. So planning and zoning officials made the call after an architect for Kanye West alerted them that the plan also includes home pods, like you said, very culty. Mm-hmm. At the time, the county had also ordered West to stop construction on the original project before it was started without the necessary permit. So, like, he's just rolling in there thinking he can do whatever the hell he wants because he's Kanye West. And they're like, but you can't. And if you think that you're going to mess with the rural folk who run things in Wyoming...
When you're in a small state like Wyoming, which everything, it's the good old boy system there. You gotta make sure your T's are dotted or your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted.
So they actually tried to build pods like this before at their home in Calabasas, mm-hmm. and they had to take those down as well because, again, not necessary permits. People didn't like the idea that they were just going to set up what was basically like a little community where people could live on their property.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West is getting creepier and creepier by the day.
Yep.
These are designed as community housing to break down barriers that separate classes, and they kind of look like the houses from Star Wars, you know, like little huts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the little mud huts.
Yeah.
But again, Kanye West has gone hard off the rails here. The follow-up for Monster Lake now requires his architect to file new plans detailing the home pods, their construction, and placement on the property. So they're on to Kanye West, and anything that can be done to slow down this guy and his building of his weird cult, the better.
Well, what was it, last week or the week before, he went down to, as what the locals in Houston so lovingly refer to it as, Six Flags Over Jesus, mm-hmm. which is Joel Osteen's mega church down there. And there was a pretty scathing article about Kanye and Joel Osteen, because Joel Osteen is one of these guys who's all about the prosperity gospel.
If you're not familiar with the prosperity gospel, it's basically selling access.
You're ordained by God.
It's selling access
to
God. Yeah, I know. So it's not just them being rich, but if you, as somebody who makes $23,000 a year, want access to the good fortune of God, then you have to give Joel Osteen your money order to get that good fortune.
So
it's just
disgusting.
These TV preachers are just generally garbage, but the idea that, like, somehow they need another private jet so that way you can get into heaven by giving them your last X number of dollars is awful, and it's predatory. And Kanye West linking up with Joel Osteen is just the ultimate dirt on dirt.
Yeah, it's really raised a lot of red flags, and it's just like, man, this is going a weird direction. And I hate seeing people who are, you know, who want to believe in something, or they have faith in God, and they want, and they're getting preyed upon by these charlatans and shysters. That's what's going on, man. And Joel Osteen and Cameron Dollar and Kanye West, all now a part of that big old crew of guys who are just trying to steal your money in the name of God.
Watch The Righteous Gemstones. There's a lot more truth to that, sadly, than you'd like to believe. Okay. Channing Tatum is officially divorced. Had no idea he was even married. No idea. Jenna.
I think to just like a regular chick.
Jenna Dewan is her name? Yeah. No,
yeah.
Is she an actress?
I think they met before he was. I don't think so.
I think
that they met actually before he was famous and they got together. And I mean, I think she seriously is just a regular
old girl. She's an actress. She was on, like, I remember I saw her on an episode of that lip sync battle show with like LL Cool J and Christy Teigen. And she was like pretty entertaining.
I guess the reason why we didn't really know about this is because they've been going through a divorce for a long time, but they have a kid together. And so they're both now kind of moved on to other relationships, but they never actually went through the formal process of getting divorced because of their daughter. And it also clears the path that they want to get remarried to the people that they're now in relationships with. But I guess it was never serious enough with these other people where it was necessary to get married. So Jenna recently announced that she has a new boyfriend whose name is Steve Kazi, and they're expecting their first child together. So to say that that's getting serious would probably be kind of, you know, an understatement. Rumors about them getting engaged have been swirling, so her and Channing Tatum are officially going to end it. But they do have a six-year-old daughter. And if, like, I don't really care. Like, if they had stayed together, technically married in the eyes of the state, but had moved on, but they wanted to stay married for the sake of their daughter, then fine. Like, who cares,
right? And Channing Tatum obviously has a type. I just looked up his now girlfriend, who is Jessie J. Looks exactly like his ex-wife.
Isn't it funny Jenna how, like, Dawson. Some people have, like, a type? And very rarely, like in life, do you just get to swap one out for the other. But celebrities kind of have their pick of the litter, right? So if like somebody has a type and they're a celebrity and they get a divorce, they'll a lot of times just get a slightly younger version of their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or husband right. or wife.
Well, look at the one that always comes to mind is Reggie Bush when he was dating Kim Kardashian and they broke
swapped
up.
Her out for a brand new Kim Kardashian. Like, yeah, it's
and then his career went to crap.
Yeah, whoops. Jussie Smollett is an idiot. He has now filed a counterclaim against the city of Chicago as of Tuesday of this week. He says that he paid $10,000 to get charges dropped, meaning that the city can't come after more of his money. But in January, he claimed that he, of course, was attacked by the assailants. Turned out to be all complete garbage. Police later said that he staged the attack with the two men and paid him to do it. And there was plenty of evidence to go along with that.
Yeah, he's this third-rate actor who's on a show that most people who are racists would not watch probably ever, and played this, you know, tried to play the country against each other using politics. It was dirty. It was dirty from the beginning. This dude, I can't believe the charges were dropped against him. I hope there's an investigation into the district attorney who dropped the charges against this guy.
She was an assistant district attorney, right? Didn't she work for the attorney?
It's all very
the DA or the attorney general office or something, but it was pretty shady how it all went down. But the fact that this guy got off is one thing. Now the fact that he's coming out and again proclaiming his innocence and now suing the city of Chicago,
I hope they go after
him. He's the worst, man.
Because when you're trying to just inflame racial tensions and political tensions even more so than they already are, and then you're willing to let people who are innocent go to jail to help boost your career, you are a truly special piece of garbage.
Yeah, so Jussie Smollett getting all the bad things that are coming to him, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.